For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Brandon Isle. These are the evening headlines for Wednesday, April 14th, 2021. The family of a man who died while in the Bannock County Jail have responded after a special prosecutor says there will be no charges in the man's death. East Idaho News reports Kootenai County Prosecuting Attorney Barry McHugh determined there were no crimes committed in the 2018 death of Lance Quick. He did say there were lapses in protocol at the jail, but not to the point of criminal action. In a letter to the Idaho Attorney General's office, McHugh said, "I have concluded that the conduct of the Bannock County Sheriff's Office employees contributed in significant ways to the death of Mr. Quick. However, I decline to pursue criminal charges in the matter because there is insufficient evidence of criminal conduct." It was in December of 2018 that Quick was arrested on a charge of misdemeanor driving under the influence and placed in a holding cell. Tests later showed he had not been drinking but did have THC in his system. He also had a history of mental illness, including bipolar disease and PTSD, and did not get his medication. Over the course of multiple days, he skipped meals and became unruly, at times taking his clothes off and making a mess with his waist. He was aggressive and uncooperative with jail staff and medical personnel. Eventually, the sheriff's office took him to the hospital, where he died from starvation and dehydration. Quick's parents, Kim and Shauna, filed a tort claim against the sheriff's office. The Idaho State Journal reports they accepted a $2.1 million settlement from the county. In a news conference today, Kim Quick said he has confidence in the current sheriff to make things better.
"Personally, I've served in this community for 40 years, and I know that our community deserves better than what we got during this episode of my son dying in their custody."
Sheriff Tony Manu was not the sheriff when Lance Quick died, but publicly apologized during the news conference. Wyoming is serious about keeping zebra mussels out of the state and is now offering a chance to win $1,200 to people who turn in their aquarium moss balls. The Wyoming Game and Fish Department, in conjunction with Wyoming Trout Unlimited and other sponsors, has launched the month-long take-back program. Last month, zebra mussels were discovered in moss balls sold as aquarium plants in pet stores. If you bought any of these, you can turn them in at one of 10 locations across Wyoming, including at the Game and Fish regional offices in Jackson and Pinedale. Once you turn a moss ball in, you'll scan a QR code to enter the raffle for $1,200. The raffle closes May 15th. If you did get any of those moss balls, you'll also want to change out your aquarium water. But don't just dump it down the drain. You'll want to boil the water first, then pour it outside, away from any natural waters. And don't buy any more moss balls. For the first time since the COVID-19 pandemic began, Timpanogos Cave will reopen for tours over Memorial Day weekend. KSL News reports the park reopened for fitness use last May, offering virtual tours instead of in-person. In the absence of in-person tours, videos of wildlife, science, and behind-the-scenes videos were available. Following safety modifications such as masks and social distancing, visitors will be able to see the monument in person once again beginning next month. This has been a rundown of local and regional news for Wednesday, April 14th. I'm Brandon Isle. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast. Or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. This is BYU Idaho Radio.